In the last 25 years, nearly 150 of Vermont's sawmills have gone out of business. That's according to the Department of Forests, Parks, and Recreation. But Dave Stratton has more orders than he can fill. Independent producer Erica Heilman stopped by to talk with Dave at his sawmill in Hardwick.
Dave Stratton is a hard person to reach. He works 10 hours a day, at least 6 days a week, and he's been doing this since 1991. He's been thinking of getting done for years, and for years his customers have been asking him not to. A small sawmill is a tight community of independent loggers and truckers and customers, and the mill is where they do business and where they visit. And that's a lot to lose. I asked Dave why he bought the mill in the first place.
I had worked for the town for 13 years, sewer, water, and highway. I was a boss, and I said, if I'm going to have headaches, I'll as well be my own and everybody else's. So I bought it. I always wanted to have a mill. My kids were young. They needed a place to work, so I bought it. And they almost worked here till they got older.
Do you have kids who want to keep it?
No. No, I guess not. Too much manual labor. Nobody wants. And they make more money doing other things today. But so I don't know. That's why a lot of these little mills are closing, because the kids don't want to take them over.
Is that the main reason?
Yeah, I think so.
This state used to be full of small mills.
I know.
So what happened?
Well, just hard work for what you get, for the reward you get out of it. I mean, you can, you know, you work here your whole life, make a living, pay your bills, everything. But when you get ready to retire, if you don't sell a mill, you can't put away money. It ain't like you're making $100,000 a year with a 401k and all that. And who's going to work, kill himself for $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year? Nobody anymore. Mill's about like sugaring. If you don't like to do it, you better get out of it, because you ain't going to make a lot of money for the hours.
Why do we need logging in this state?
Well,
and mills?
You know, I mean, what's it going to do, grow up and fall down? With a logging, and then, I mean, it brings in a lot of guys, work truckers and loggers and mechanics. Like my boy, he runs a log yard over next door. He makes good money. It's good living. And there's probably 20 truckers that come in here and 20, 30 loggers, you know, and that one yard over there, when they're going good, they're probably got 100 people that are dependent on them. I mean, you let it die off, and it'll be one of them dying things. And now all of a sudden, what are you going to do? Buy all your lumber from Canada or from Russia or somewhere? Because, you know, right now it's still going here. And I depend on a lot of little loggers to bring me logs here.
Why?
Because, I mean, I'm small mill. The big guy comes in, well, I'll sell you 500,000 feet. Well, I can't handle 500,000 feet of logs. I only do 200,000 a year, maybe. So I depend on a little guy, because he cuts nice logs, cuts what I want. But once you close these, you don't reopen. They don't reopen. And once the small mills are gone, somebody opens up a bigger mill around here, there's no competition. They can charge what they want.
So why would John in Shelburne care about this mill staying open?
Well, where do you think he's getting his lumber from when he goes to get his lumber? It ain't just like it disappears. I mean, the ones that are coming up here, a lot of them, I'm sure, are out of daters that have fought this. The other one's building these big, huge post and beam houses, and they're getting wood right from the... I don't know where they think this stuff comes from, if it just appears out of daylight or what. COVID, of course, everybody living at home, they didn't realize the houses were such dumps, so they were staying here all the time. Well, now everybody said, geez, I got to put some money in this place. This thing's falling down on me. Of course, they never were home before the COVID. I mean, they were always gone. And then the neighbor found out, like I told one guy, he said, what... Did you know the difference? I said, well, I said they found out their neighbors weren't as nice as they thought they were, because they're all building fences between them. I sold more damn board for fencing than I did anything, because everybody put the fence up between them and their neighbor. But I told people, I said, and you know, everything. I mean, people were, their decks were all rotted. They didn't realize till now they weren't working. They see it, so they build a new deck. They were home and they were working out of the house at times. They build a woodshed, build that, build that. Some put additions on. But all of a sudden, there was a boom instead of a bust, and there just weren't no mills. Now, I mean, the mills, going down now, but...
What's the art of milling?
No, I don't know. I just... It makes you feel good. You go to a place, and there's your beans in a $2-3 million, Lawson Brewery. We did all the beans for inside that brewery, and I said, you know, you go down there, or you go to a house, or somebody will send me pictures of the house, or somebody will send me a letter saying, you, I really appreciate that we could get them beans off you. So like I told my son, he said, I don't want you to do it, Dad. I said, well, you know, someday, I mean, somebody will say, well, you know, that guy up there, he furnished lumber for a lot of houses. Makes you feel good that you're doing something productive, you know, and people appreciate it. And even today, I got a lot of contractors that said, oh, what we're going to do, I keep telling them I'll probably get done for too long. I said, I don't know how much longer I want. My health is going to hold out. And they said, well, better hold out for another 20, 30 years until I retire anyway. But, and a lot of good, there's a lot of things. I mean, pretty near every day you get a laugh. Somebody comes in, tries to put 10,000 pounds of lumber on top of a car. We've seen them crush your roofs. We've seen them lose the whole loads out in the road out here. You see some of the craziest things people do. But right now, we probably got 10 or 15 guys that come here and buy $2 worth of lumber just to talk with us. It's 75, 80, they got nobody. They come here and my boy will go out and get the two-way and sit there and talk with them for half an hour. Don't make no money on it, but hey. Guy, I told my boy, I said, what different, what the heck? If it makes that guy feel good, your day's complete. So things like that. I'm not all about making money. My boy said, well, Dad, you ought to charge more of this and that. And I said, hey, what the heck? As long as I pay the bills and got food on the table, that's all I care about. And, but over the years, you know, I've got, like I say, we run into some wicked good guys. And I like the mill. I like doing what we do.
This is Erica Heilman with VPR.